Hello and welcome to Oxcast. This is our Halloween special. I'm Emma Pearson.
And I'm Ash Bond. And this week we're going to be bringing you a rundown of Halloween events in and around Oxford.
It's actually a bit spooky here in the office at the moment, isn't it? Because we've had this power cut and it's getting to the time of year where it starts to get dark before six. So it's starting to feel a little gloomy in here.
Yeah, but you know, we'll persevere. First of all, there are loads of good Halloween movies on this week. Paranormal Activity 4. is on at The View. Supernatural horror, demons caught on video camera.
Same.
1.5 hours of watching somebody sleeping with a ghost above their head, that sort of thing.
Cool.
Could be fun, though. I'm not saying it's not going to be fun. Could be very good.
Then there's Frank and Weenie. So that's the latest offering of Tim Burton. And it's an animation where a young boy brings his beloved dog back to life with monstrous consequences. And I thought it looked quite good, but maybe that's because it's children's horror and I might actually be able to cope with it.
I think it looks quite fun. It's all in black and white, isn't it? I don't know. Hopefully slightly better than the last Disney Tim Burton mashup of Alice in Wonderland. It should be quite fun. So that's one of The View in the Odeons in George and Magdalen Street. Then there's the absolute classic, the Rocky Horror Picture Show,
yes.
Which is on The View on Wednesday. Feel free, I'm sure The View won't mind, to come in fancy dress.
Yeah, that is the way to spend Halloween. There are two more classics on Halloween as well, actually. There's The Shining, so that's on at the Phoenix Picture House, also on Wednesday. So you can go and have your spine tingled by Jack Nicholson's smile. It's really freaky. And then there's the 1978 film Halloween, so that's fairly self-explanatory.
It's Jamie Lee Curtis, that
one. Is it? Okay. It's about an escaped murderer. That's Wednesday again, 10:30 at The View.
Okay, so if you fancy something down the vampiric line, but also again with the children's stories, it'd be fine for you, Emma. there's a Hotel Transylvania as a 3D animation about a boy who finds Count Dracula's in a resort for the otherworldly, really plush resort.
Okay.
So this boy falls in love with the Count's daughter and then has to face the consequences. I mean, imagine you're the dad of the girl that you fancy sort of being Count Dracula. So that's on again at The View and Odeon, Magdalen Street.
What is it about teen vampires?
I don't know. So that's if you don't fancy watching Twilight back to back on Halloween, which is not what we're going to be doing.
Not at all.
On Halloween.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
So finally, back to the properly scary stuff. Sinister is a horror movie which follows a true crime writer played by Ethan Hawke, and his discovery of a box of home movies leads to his whole family being put in the dangerous path of the supernatural. So that's on at The View and the Odeon George Street.
Ooh, okay, so one last Halloweeny blockbuster. We've got Silent Hill Revelation. That's on 3D and in 2D. A girl gets dragged into this frightening alternate reality to go and rescue her dad, who happens to be played by Sean Bean, which is why it
interesting
why it caught my attention when I was going through the trailers this afternoon. So if you fancy watching that, that's on the Odeon, George Street and Magdalen Street, and on The View. Okay, so we're definitely not short on films to be spooked next week, so what about some real stuff?
Real stuff.
Yeah, you know, like actual supernatural goings on in Oxford.
I see. Well, obviously, I don't believe that any of that stuff is real. You know, not scared of ghosts at all.
Cynic.
Though, having said that, it is getting pretty dark in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, it being Oxford, it's ancient city and all that, ancient buildings, there are loads of ghost stories. So there's one that I remember about my old college, Merton. The resident ghost there is called Colonel Francis Windebank. and it's quite Harry Potter, and he was a colonel in the Royalist
Army. Quite Merton as well.
It's quite Merton. No, it gets more Merton, actually. So he was a colonel in the Royalist Army during the Civil War. And in 1645, after the Royalists had been hiding out in Merton College, when they surrendered to Cromwell, Windebank was shot against the college wall. So, you know, blood splattered everywhere and all this stuff, near the old library. And so now people report seeing him walking through the old library on his knees, but actually they think maybe he's not on his knees, maybe he's walking on the original floor level before it was raised to the present day height.
And this is from someone who doesn't believe in any of this stuff. Okay, well, not quite so dramatic, but I think very, very tragic, probably one of those tragic Oxford ghost stories, is Rosamund the Fair. And Emma, you put me onto this, and I've had a look on the internet about her. This was in the time of Henry II, and he fell deeply in love with this nun called Rosamond. And it's said that the king kept his lover in a garden protected by a labyrinth, and was guarded by one of his knights, a very trusted knight. This knight held the end of a silver thread which led to Rosamond, and the queen was so jealous of Rosamond that she killed the knight and stole the thread, and then she caught up with Rosamond and killed her by making her drink from a poison chalice.
Oh no.
It's so sad. So now Rosamond haunts the Trout Pub. The Trout Pub in Wolvercote, and apparently you can still see her shadowy figure.
Wow. When you're eating your lunch in the Trout.
As when you're eating your lunch in the Trout. So watch out next week for Rosamond the Fair.
Yeah. Sounds like you're getting a bit spooked, maybe, getting into the spirit of the season.
I mean, maybe it's just the power cut, but there aren't really that many of us in the office at the moment. There's only us here, Jen outside,
quite
and then well, it is quite quiet, and obviously there's Susie next door doing the printing. So the atmosphere kind of lends itself to Halloween-y happenings. Mm. And I don't know, I mean, Oxford has always seemed to me like to be the kind of place where supernatural things could happen, and not just kind of Harry Potter. I mean, there are plenty of spooky places in Oxford, all those creepy old colleges, ancient lampposts, corn market after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is scary.
I guess that's true, you know, if you let yourself be scared, Ash, yeah. But anyway, so back to events. You can't get too spooked by this other stuff. On Friday night, the Duke Pub is doing a Halloween special from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And there's also a Halloween party at the Fir Tree Pub, also on Friday. They have DJs and also prizes for the best costume. So that starts at 8 p.m. and both those events are free, so that's a good way to start off the scary weekend.
Okay, so there's a Halloween death disco on Saturday.
A death disco. Awesome name.
It is an awesome name. However, the description is a number of indie pop bands.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll be in scary costumes to deserve the title of a Halloween death disco. So we've got Bright Light, Bright Light, Secret Rivals and Afterthought. That's Saturday night, the Jericho Tavern. £6 or £5 with an NUS card.
Okay, and then on Halloween itself, on Wednesday night, the Anchor Pub is doing a hog roast, and the Amazing Rabbit Foot Spasm Band is playing from 8 p.m. So that sounds really good. And they invite you to dress up, and there's trick or treat, drink, and dancing. So that sounds
great.
That
sounds really, really fun. What was that?
What?
There was a creaking sound.
Yeah, no, I think you're just scaring yourself now, Ash. It's probably just the printer playing up.
Do you think we should check whether Susie wants a hand?
Nah, I'm sure she'll ask.
Okay, so are there any ghost stories attached to Daily Info? I'm fairly new here, as you know, so I haven't really heard of any, but there must be some, right? I mean, we've been going since the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, we're quite, like, old as an Oxford fixture, so, you know, obviously there are going to be myths built up, but, like, none of it's true.
Yeah, but you can tell me some anyway.
Okay, all right. So there's one story I've heard of. So as you know, Daily Info's founder, John Rose, was always very into keeping up with, like, new technology. So back many years ago, when we first changed from sort of photocopying the sheet into printing it, he bought this new printer.
Is that the storm we still have?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've only been here 2 years, so I'm not sure. It could well be, but it's only a story anyway, so...
Okay.
So John Rose bought this printer, and it was the cutting edge of technology back then. It was, like, big and shiny, and it was up to printing a huge Daily Info sheet, and they were really proud of it, and they set it up in the office and came in on Monday to print the sheet, and it behaved rather oddly.
Oddly?
Yeah. So it just didn't work properly. It kept on doing sort of strange things.
Okay, like?
Like when the first time they printed the sheet on it, for some reason, in all the ads where there should be a logo, the logo was replaced with a face.
A face? What kind of face?
Just like... It was like a hazy kind of smudge, but one was it was definitely like a face with huge, like, white eyes, kind of a bit like a skull.
Weird.
Yeah, it got weirder. So on subsequent issues, the little cartoons in between the ads, you know, the ones where you put in to make everything fit together and make the sheet visually interesting.
Oh, like the dragons,
yeah,
the gargoyles, the koi carp, which is funnier than I thought it was the first time I saw it.
Yeah, so then they were replaced by these little smudged pictures of hands and feet and eyes, like, just on their own, and then the hazy face would appear again. It was like a person drawn in ink had been, like, torn up and scattered across every single
sheet.
Oh,
that's so creepy. Okay, and then what happened?
So then one day, a member of staff was left alone to print the sheet, like, after everyone else had gone home, and they just disappeared.
What? They disappeared?
Yep, in the middle of printing the sheet. So, I mean, the issue had to go out the following morning. It was terrible. But, you know, but the issue went out, so it was fine. We didn't make too much of a deal with it. The sheet went out. We didn't miss one. But we did put a listing in the lost and found section on the site. Unfortunately, they were never found.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was okay though, because apparently after that the printer stopped all the weirdness. It like stopped screeching and it was fine, and it stopped printing the faces and the dismembered limbs and the sheets. So, you know, we'd lost a member of staff, but the sheet carried on. It was
fine. That's good then. That's okay.
So it worked really well, and the printer worked really well, just like it does today.
Yeah, I mean, scary though.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I'm sure it's nothing. Okay, come on, Ash. We've got a job to do. So yeah, back to events.
I can't really see my notes anymore. It's too dark.
Yeah, it is a bit difficult to see, isn't it? Okay, I've got a torch in my bag. One sec.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. It seemed appropriate. Okay. Can you see now?
Yes, right. Okay, so let's try and keep it light. Millet's Farm have transformed their maze into a spooky one for Halloween.
Okay.
That's Millet's Farm in Abingdon, all day on Saturday.
Ash, I heard it again.
I thought you said it was nothing.
Well, yeah, and of course it's nothing. Okay, moving on. Blenheim Palace are having a Halloween extravaganza every day during the day from the 27th of October to the 4th of November. That's throughout half-term week, and the theme is witches and wizards, and there'll be a pumpkin festival and spooky tours and storytelling and lots more.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt. Has anyone seen Susie?
Susie? No, she's printing the sheet, isn't she? Should we go and have a look?
Yeah. Susie, are you okay in there?
Susie? Okay, well, at least the printer seems to be working fine.
Yeah, but I thought we didn't print in colour.
We don't, Ash. The Daily Info sheet is monochrome.
But it's red. The sheet's printed in red.